This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Two more hours of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday on ESPN 97.5. Another quick reminder, we are out Thursday and Friday. So, enjoy some college and pro football, which will be on the network and across ESPN 97.5, while we enjoy some time with our friends and family. So, we appreciate some time off, but always appreciate and are thankful for you, our loyal suspects, great listeners, for the most part.
I love how you put a little asterisk on it.
Because it's like you were saying, nothing's ever perfect. So, it's not 100%, but...
Oh, come on, Joel.
We get a lot of good ones, and we get a few bad apples.
You know, so who sent in a bad text? Who
no,
was it?
I haven't
what
do you say? None. No,
none.
Not today.
Well, none in the inbox. There are tons that are blocked and go directly to the deleted items folder. So I have no idea. I don't check that. But in the inbox, just the one guy that said my stories were boring. So other than that,
well,
no hate.
For playing.
Yeah, no hate today. Which I do find it kind of ironic that we were talking about Gilbert Gottfried and Adam Sandler, and I think that kind of happens with us too, where people expect certain things and mm-hmm. us to be a certain way and act a certain way.
Yep.
And look, man, we're human like everybody else. Things are going to be up and down.
Or better yet, that the persona that we play on the air, or that a certain bit or story that we're playing up
is
on the
real.
Air is
yeah.
how we really are off the air.
No, I mean, you really hate me off air, but other than that.
Right, but besides that, everything is like, you know, because people react and be like, yeah. why didn't you? And I'm like, it's just a bit on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, we're having fun,
dude.
Man.
I'm not
just
like,
around.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick is still fat, but other than that, we...
When I went to his comedy, we went one of your comedy shows, the first thing someone said to me, hey, where's all the fat Latinas at? I'm like, oh my God. That look what Barry and Joel started.
We have to put a moratorium on that one because that one's way old.
There's well, some, it
there's
doesn't
some
come
stuff,
back.
There's some stuff we have to move on from, yeah. right? Like, it just gets so old.
But he said it in a room full of women. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, it was
yeah.
men and women. I was yeah. like, God, bro, like,
it's
can't do it.
It's yeah. good and it's bad that our listeners are so loyal that they remember everything.
Yes.
Like, I meet people and they're bringing up bits, like, thinking from, like, the first or the early first weeks of the show, like, oh, that's right, you didn't like this or you did that. And I was like,
I know.
God, you remember that? I don't even remember that unless someone brings
Dude,
it up.
Dude, I don't even remember what the hell we talked about last week.
Well, you weren't here.
Okay. I hate you so much.
It was what we talked about 2 weeks ago. Oh, you weren't here either.
I was here.
Never mind.
I was. Look, it's not my fault, okay? I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again.
It's nice knowing
you. Your percentage is better than Carmelo's. I think you're making like 8 of 15, 8 of 15,
oh,
8 of 16.
All right. Well,
by
stop.
The way, 5-1 since Melo stopped playing for
yeah,
the Rockets.
Yeah, they're playing well.
Four in a row. But he was while he was here. You know, they had the win in Denver and everything. But since he left the lineup, they're 5-1. So good for them.
And why are you sitting on him? Like, just let him go. Just release him. I'm tired of this whole, oh, he's an asset. Maybe we can get something back for him. Mm. It's $2.4 million. And I know we don't get to play with that kind of funds. But at the same time, at the end of the day, if it was a max contract, I get it. If it was a guy that several teams were hotly contesting, trying to get to, and you might be able to get something, I get it. But just how ugly this whole situation has been and how the ending has been, where they're trying to like be so nice to each other when you know it just... Hey, it's like a divorce.
Just let it go.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Just let him go.
I tell you, that game against the Kings Saturday was what you kind of expect and hope to see from this team night in and night out, because you had contributions from everybody. You had your big three in Capella, Paul, and Harden all chipping in with 20-plus points. Capella leading the way with 16 rebounds, and then he had the four blocks. But then you had Gary Clark come in off the bench and get the four blocks. Didn't have a big game points wise, but he makes up for it with his effort and you know, defensively as well. It's kind of, and then you had Eric Gordon chipping in 11 and Green chipping in 17. So that's kind of the blueprint for what this team is going to have to do if they're going to be competitive. But they look like they're making strides. I mean, giving up 112 to Sacramento isn't great. You hope to be a little better defensively.
Well, and Bezdelic comes back after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So he'll help.
So, I mean, but they've been okay. I mean, we talked about it last week. I told you they're sixth defensively as far as points allowed in the NBA. We can't continue this narrative that this Rockets team is bad defensively. They may not be great. They may not be as good as they were last year, but top six in points allowed isn't bad at all.
It doesn't show in their...
They were bad offensively. They were almost dead last in points scored. That's where they needed help.
But I kept telling you why. And these guys aren't back in the place where they belong, right? Eric Gordon had to play a role that he wasn't used to. Gerald Green's role completely changed. He didn't know if he was even going to play some games when he was a rotational guy that knew when he was going to be called upon, what his role was. Now you see some of these guys getting back in their comfort zone because they're in their roles. They're on the court with the same guys. They're doing the things that they're used to doing, and they're winning because of it. So offensively, I think that was just a kind of a get-right situation. As soon as you get Carmelo out of the mix, mm-hmm. everybody gets to kind of fall back to where they feel comfortable offensively. Defensively, yeah, the last couple games, now granted, the opponents haven't been great, and obviously the Golden State game, we can go back and forth about who's hurt, who's not, but you can't, again, it's like the Texans and their seven-game winning streak. You play the schedule against the teams that are there, and you're improving every mm-hmm. single game. And from the Ariza and Bamute narrative, which is still sitting there too, the biggest thing is, and I was talking to Charlie about this before the show, whether it be Clark or Ennis, it doesn't matter as long as one of those guys that night is making their shots, because Trevor's replacement is now a two-headed monster. And one of those two guys, if whoever's making their threes too, probably is going to see more time, but you know what you're going to get defensively, activity-wise, athleticism-wise, and they're young and they're spry and they've got a lot to bring to the table. I love what Gary Clark brings to the table. Great story, by the way. Did you see that CP3 got him a car?
No.
So his birthday came about, and it's always weird when an undrafted free agent starts talking about my people. Mm. I had my people on it trying to find me a Mercedes-Benz, but they were struggling to get, and CP3 came in and got the job done. Now, CP3 is riding the publicity as if he bought him the car.
He just found it for him.
But as of this morning, it hasn't been confirmed whether
Chris...
Did he say
he bought the car?
It depends on who you talk to. Right?
He either said it or he did it. Did he say it or he did it?
No, because like even on Lisa's on the news this morning, they're like, well, but who's making the payments? Or was it that his guys, because Chris said he picked up the phone, got his people on it, and they found him. I guess I'm sure it's a specific model and you know, package on the car. But they got it and they got it delivered to him for his birthday. But they haven't been real clear about, because I know Chris is making a hell of a lot of money.
Oh, a lot more than Clark.
But
I
that's
mean,
not
no
like
doubt.
Barry or I buying you a coffee or someone down the hallway a Diet Coke. That's like, that's $125,000.
Yeah, that's
easy,
not
right?
That's not cheap.
You would know better than us, Nick, with cars. But I mean,
What like, kind of car was it? I don't even know.
It was a Benz.
Yeah, I was probably easily six figures now. If it's a nice Benz, it's going to be easily six figures.
I would think with the pack, you know, a souped up package on it or something like that, engine wise and otherwise, I'm sure it's got to be like $100,000.
You like a souped up package, don't you?
Well, you know, it's something that I've always taken pride in, that when I get into those situations that I
How
come
about
with
poles?
It.
You should have oh, that's
pole.
A fact.
You should have had the pole drop ready, Nick.
That's a fact. We know you like checking out his pole. That's a fact.
Over the history of my career, fellas, I just know that I always come with a severely good package.
Do you? Make sure you get a
souped up
nice,
package. Yeah. I come with a souped up package, whether you like it or not, hey!
One more thing about the Rockets. I was looking at, you know, statistically, they're climbing, right? So now they're averaging 105 a game. I think you'll really see this team start to take off. They're 24th in the NBA right now in three-point percentage. That's got to get better, and as it gets better, obviously, since that's their bread and butter.
Nicholas?
They will.
You were
that,
there Saturday
improve.
Night. Barry mentioned it, but it's still a concern of mine. I still think square peg, round hole. They got to get more shooters on this team. There's something lacking.
Let's
from
not
last
forget
year
about Brandon
year,
Knight. Brandon Knight still got has to get healthy.
True. Yeah. True.
That adds a little bit of depth, but yeah, they probably need some sort of shooter before
again,
trade deadline.
I mentioned Kyle Korver. If Washington now is ready to blow the whole thing up, Jeff Green would be a great, experienced veteran role player that knows how to play that system. So get the right systematic guys around the guys that are playing better now. You're in good shape. By the way, you're only, I think, a game in the loss column behind Golden State. So after the hot start they got off to, they lost to San Antonio last night. So yeah. They're coming back while the Rockets are on the way up. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, look, I know I promised between 2 and 2:15 we'd do the giveaway. After this break, we'll do it.
There you go.
And I'll have the number for you. You're not going to call here. You're going to call the club.
All right. So there you go. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. It's the usual suspect. It's ESPN 97.5.
I've got to dream and death. I've run all the lies.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, 3 hour show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday here in the Gal Media Studios in the Galleria. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Just doing a little kind of homework, and just so you guys have all the story, we went back and researched it. I checked it during the break. Joe Theismann never returned from that hit on Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
so
that sucks.
From an Alex Smith perspective, you pray for him first and foremost just to make a full recovery.
I just saw something pop up on the TV. Okay. And Jay Gruden said there was no ligament damage, so they're expecting 6 to 8 months for recovery time.
So essentially it's just a break.
Yeah.
And if the cleaner the break, the better, but that's good because, you know, remember we were talking
that
about
thing
this.
Was crooked like a roach leg, though.
Oh, that was a break.
I mean,
they're going to put some screws and bolts and.
I was thinking about that. Like, they have to put some kind of screws or something to keep
no
everything
doubt.
In place.
No just, doubt.
Probably just get some Gorilla tape.
But remember now, we're talking about two. Obviously, it's basketball.
Gorilla glue.
But when you talk about Caris LeVert last week and you talk about Hayward with the Celtics a year ago, just sight seen, you thought their careers were over.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, again, with Caris LeVert, they said. He actually could return this season with the way that thing looked.
So when they were coming, it was weird because when they showed him on the ground, they were kind of panning in to and you could see. And I noticed his leg. I noticed
when
him.
He rolled
I was like,
over
why was
or
his
they
leg-
rolled him. That's when you're right. That's when I noticed it too.
I was like, why does his leg look like a wavy Lay's?
Yep.
It was disgusting. And then they showed the replay. I was like, oh man, I can't imagine the amount of pain that he was going through.
The shock masked it a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
But after that, oh my
That's
God.
That's what I was thinking. When they were rolling him off in the golf cart, even at that point.
I'd be bawling.
How are you? We talked about this when we were talking about Carr and the Raiders crying.
Yeah.
But if your leg snaps boo-boo. That drastically in with two
Bruh,
different bones.
Forget it.
How are you even just calmly being rolled off the field, waving to the fans? I'd be losing my you-know-what. Mm.
I forgot which primetime game I was watching this season, and you could hear a player screaming on the broadcast, and everybody around them on the field were just like, oh, he's probably pretty hurt, and he's going to have to deal with the pain, and no one was really that squeamish about the situation. Completely opposite with Alex Smith. Houston Texans were all squeamish. The Redskins were squeamish. They were all... They all felt terribly bad for him. They approached him. They all were, you know, giving them his, you know, thoughts and prayers and stuff like that. So that injury was so visually disgusting. It bothered everybody on the field.
Yeah, classy by the Texans, by the way, to go to the cart and wish him well.
J.J. Watt actually.
And even in the post-game conference, press conference, being able to talk about it like J.J. Watt did here.
Oh, I mean, I think we're all gutted for Alex. I mean, you know, you go out there and you play this game and you know the risks going into it, but you never want to see anybody hurt, injured, and especially out for the year. So I feel absolutely terrible for him. It sucks. It's the worst part of the game, and I just wish him all the best.
Man.
It's just, I mean,
nobody wants to see that.
Nope.
Because you remember, thankfully, medical technology has advanced a lot more since the Lawrence Taylor, Joe Theismann injury. But nevertheless, and everybody can say, well, he had a great career, and he signed a new contract. He's making all that money. It's not about that, man. It's about the fact that a human being took a horrific injury, and he loves playing the game of football. And it's just, it's a devastating situation where you just hope that he's able to, one, enjoy life again, and that if we were talking about the basketball players, and if the situation presents itself, you know damn well he wants to be back out there.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Hey, let's do this giveaway real quick before I forget again. All right, so if you can make it this weekend, don't try to win these tickets if you're not going to go this weekend. So you can either, you have your pick. It's Friday. There's two shows Friday and two shows Saturday. If you get in and you win, they'll tell you what the, you know, what your options are. But don't call and try to win these tickets if you're not going to go. I can't tell you how many of you jerk faces win tickets and then don't show up. What's the let somebody else win if you're not going to go? So here we go. So you're not going to call the station. You're going to call the club because we don't. The interns here aren't going to do this. So the first five callers will win up to four tickets. Your choice. Up to four tickets, the whatever night you choose. So here you go. 281-481-1188 is the number. 281-481-1188. Don't call the station. Call 281-481-1188. First five callers will get up to four tickets. Good luck. Hope to see y'all this weekend. Should be fun.
There you go.
Somebody said on the game yesterday, I don't understand why they weren't targeting Thomas much. That was the main reason why he wanted out of Denver. Do you think he's frustrated here now? No, listen, you've got weapons. Deshaun Watson has to make some choices now. With QT being back, with DeAndre Hopkins there, you've got Thomas. You've got the running game was working.
Yeah, but
there's just not enough ball to go around, and he's still learning the offense.
I was going to say, forget about all that and just worry about the fact that they have a phone book-sized playbook. Yeah. And even though he's had a 10-day period where he's joined the team and he had a chance with a bye week to catch up, so maybe he got a couple chapters in, but he's got a massive playbook to get right on. When we know what happened in the Denver game, when he didn't even know where to line up, so now maybe he's a little bit more comfortable with where he's lining up and the sequence of where the play may go, but he's still running routes and understanding where he needs to be on certain plays. So yeah, I don't think either side is going to be too upset right now.
I mean, when you look at it, they have this weapon in Kiki QT that they're able to use that they haven't had for most of the year for various reasons. So they 9 targets, 5 catches, 77 yards, led the team in the targets and yards. So they're using it, but that's good because you want to showcase that. Now you know what DeAndre Hopkins can do. Now that Thomas, once he starts to get integrated into the passing game more, then by the end of the year and when you start getting ready for the playoffs, teams are going to have to make decisions now because they realize that Kiki QT can be part of this offense and be a legitimate threat. They already know about that with Hopkins, and now they have to worry about Thomas. And I mean, hell, Jordan Akins had a decent game, so it's a good thing that they're integrating all this kind of, you know, one at a time, because then what if you're a defensive coordinator, you've got to look at that and go, damn, pick your poison.
And here's the thing, too, where the 7-game win streak comes in. It shows you they're still getting better because everything you said and everything that the texter asked about with Demaryius Thomas means, there's still room to get better, right? Because everybody's so critical of the fact you've won 7 in a row, but you're going to get blasted out of the playoffs and you haven't impressed anybody. But you know what? You're going to be in the playoffs because of it. And while you are on your road to getting there, you're doing the things that Barry was talking about. Guys are getting better. Thomas is getting more up to speed with the playbook. You know, Kuti has been in and out and more out than in. Now is getting more comfortable, but he's still learning where he needs to be and things where he can make more plays. Watson, as we've talked about, is up and down as he gets more comfortable and gets used to new guys. Because as a quarterback, you're trying to get new guys in a system. It's timing. You know, quarterbacks work. There's a reason why they throw after practice all the time with their receivers. You got to get that timing to be pinpoint. And it can't be if you just added a guy from Denver or you got a guy that's been on injured, you know, on the injured list all these weeks. They're going to get better, which is a good sign.
Oh, you might talking about Alex Smith said he probably won't need screws in his legs. I saw them fix a dune buggy with flex tape. And a boat.
I was going to say the boat. The new one was the boat.
Didn't they do...
They challenged it. And it kind of worked, but it kind of did it. Like,
didn't
it
they
works.
Do it with Barkley?
No, they played a joke on him.
Oh,
They said that. Yeah, they cut the bottom out of a bucket and said, we put the flex tape on the bottom, and then they just poured water all over the top of his head.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they got him pretty good because he bought in. And I will tell you this. I bought some at Home Depot.
Oh, no. And
I
fell for it.
I'm gonna see if it works. No, you know why? Because I got all these damn shoes that were in storage.
No. He's so going to use it on the shoes.
So,
that's fantastic.
Because here's the other thing.
You're going to flex tape your shoes?
No, not tape. They have it's like shoe goo. Only it's flex. I forget what they call it.
It's like flexible shoe glue. Is basically what you're saying?
Oh, I thought you were going to use the tape. I was about to say
that's what I thought.
Ghetto thing I've ever heard.
So it's by the makers of flex tape, but it comes in like
Flex Seal.
It's Flex Seal.
That's not going to work.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I figured because here's the thing. Because the last tube of shoe goo I bought, when I was squeezing it out to get it in between the sole and the shoe, the bottom blew, and the backside of it blew out. And then so I had shoe goo coming out of both ends of the tube and all over. I'm like, you know what? Lisa goes,
are
you
going to
take that
right
back?
Now.
I go, no, I'm going to throw the crap out and never buy it again.
I'm just thinking he blew his back out with the goo. And I'm just like, what is going on?
I bet
on
you
right
would
now?
Be really good at that. Like shoe repair, I bet you would like fix all the shoes in the city of Houston.
I'm in such jolt mode right now. Making blew your back out.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
Shoe goose. And, by the way, I was talking about the over-under on the Chiefs-Rams, and my little spreadsheet says take the under, actually. That's what mine says. It says 58 will probably be the well, is where the over under would be.
Here's one thing.
I have 29-28 Chiefs.
Here's the one thing you're not taking into consideration.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird score.
The weather, and not just by the weather itself, because of the fires.
Yeah,
they're saying that the smoke in the air.
Yeah.
It's going to be an
issue.
Did
you see some of the pictures at night of the people driving? Horrible.
It's going to be awful that way. Horrible. And they said because the Rams got back and they're so worried about their houses, their neighbors, their families, that the Rams have been really off schedule this week. So
yeah. Well, and if you want to take that over under, don't blame me if it doesn't hit. But I've got something better for you when you get on my bookie. Listen, my bookie has this thing where basically this week, there's no wrong answer. I know you've heard that before. And that's what they're telling you for the Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving Day. And you're like, what does that mean? It simply means bet the spread on either the Bears or the Lions. And if your bet wins, you win. If your bet loses, MyBookie will give you your money back up to $250. How crazy is that? You literally cannot lose. There is literally no wrong answer when you bet on the Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving Day. How cool is that? MyBookie.ag offers a fantastic product, one of the best in the business. They're safe, they're reliable, they've been around, and they pay you when you win. And if you haven't signed up, why do it now? Go sign up right now. I've never heard of anyone saying, you know what, if you lose, we'll give you your money back. That's not why folks like MyBookie exist. They like to make money, but you know what? They want you to have some fun. They want you to enjoy it, and they want you to try them out. So get online, mybookie.ag, sign up, and if you're betting somewhere else, what are you doing with yourself? Nobody else is doing this. It's time to switch. And if you sign up this week and you use promo code radio, they will match your first deposit 50%. So they'll give you free money, 50% bonus, up to 50%, using promo code radio. Promo code radio, 50% match. You can't beat it. And you don't need a promo code for the Turkey Day free play. You just log in and make the bet. If you lose, they credit the money back to your account automatically. Super easy to get it. Sign up today. MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two, three-hour show right here on ESPN 97.5. If you're on the go, hey, download the app, ESPN975.com. Take us anywhere and everywhere. Never miss a thing. We've been getting a lot of great picks and stories from peeps out and about listening to us doing their work during the day. We appreciate
it. Oh, yeah, the guy on the forklift.
The forklift was crazy, and he's about to go up higher.
That was dope, man. Juan Gonzalez, not the slugger from the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Juan Gonzalez, at 713GOORDINATES on Twitter. He's in some kind of lift, and it looks dope.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I need that to put up Christmas lights. If I ever put up Christmas lights,
would you get me started?
Do you put them up or do you pay somebody?
I put them up.
And so, I would pay somebody.
And I put them up ground level, right? And last year I was really pissed off and frustrated. Yeah. So I put, we have a lot of.
Oh, you do like the bushes?
The bushes and the trees and all that. And all of a sudden, Lisa, Taylor's got to see it on the roof. Can we see about getting one of those people that are putting all the houses in the neighborhood?
Hell
what
no.
What difference does I go? She's about 2 feet tall, 3 feet tall. She only sees eye level. She sees the bushes anyway. Who cares about the peaks of the house on the roof? Well, can't we at least just check and see what they charge? Sure we can, but I'm going to tell you it's too expensive because I'm not getting somebody to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Then we were at Target yesterday, and she's like, ooh, babe, this is her first real Christmas. I really want to see if we can get some of those light-up reindeers and things for the... I go, do you see what that box says right there? One deer. Guess.
$383.
No.
How much?
$100.
I exaggerated, obviously. Right. But I had a solution to all this last year, and you guys pooped on my idea.
Oh, that was your projector on the freaking side of the house that my neighbor does.
One solution for everything. Don't have to hang any lights. You don't have to. You don't have to use any nails.
Bougie and everything else. No, because you
bougie,
were trying to do
cheap. It looks like Santa throws up on your house.
Works amazing.
No,
one plug, one outlet.
Nick, there's
5 minutes.
Street lights, house lights.
I should be a spokesman for that company.
No, you should live in a. Never mind.
In a what? Please now, go down this road.
I don't want to alienate half of our
Go
listeners.
Down this road, cut and shoot. Go, please. Please. Go to,
hey.
You.
Farmer Bill, you do realize, though, that at least he's got a shrub that looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
That's true.
You just got to hang an ornament on the last branch.
No, my lawn, that's approved plants. By the First Colony Association. I'm good.
I just don't put anything up. That's the solution.
Not with a little. Screw. Not with.
She
Taylor.
Wants to see Christmas lights. Take her to Prestonwood. Drive around.
She loves.
Go to the Woodlands.
Decoration.
Don't they always have like
even
really
Greatwood?
Fancy?
Prestonwood's the place to go on the.
I don't even. I didn't even know.
Dude,
where.
Like the streets will have themes.
Oh,
and okay. Richmond,
and every street participates.
Richmond does that out by like, Pecan Grove.
Yeah.
You can actually just do this. They have like horse and buggy rides too, but it's like a slow. The whole neighborhood is done up.
Yeah, there's very few houses in Prestonwood that don't participate. It's pretty.
And
dope.
We were driving.
We used
home
to get like
Richmond.
My mom used to take us like a long time ago, and we would do like a hayride through the neighborhood when I was a kid. And they would put us in the car, and they would drink wine. Not driving, of course.
But jeez.
That was so obvious.
Solid, yeah.
But,
that was fantastic.
Yeah, they would. Somebody said if you noticed the we were talking about the flex tape and the dune buggy from OU Mike. They said the bottom of the vehicle is still one piece. It's the top that they cut apart. That's why it's less stress on the tape.
Oh,
so
yeah, when they said they did
cheated.
The whole
yeah.
dune buggy. And yeah. then he's taking all
Liars.
Kinds of bumps and
Liars.
Mounds. Yeah.
Hey, Barry, imagine if we got Le'Veon Bell. How dangerous would that? That would be insane. You talk about weapons that they have already. Yeah. But they don't need to do that if Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue are going to run like they ran yesterday. There's no reason to go and do that. They both looked fine to me. And, you know, say what you want, but this offensive line has done a decent job of opening up holes for these guys.
That's what I was going to say. The thing is that Le'Veon Bell's going to look at a lot of things, and sure, the offense looks explosive, and yes, there's a ton of potential. Guys want to play with Watson, but you got to make sure that offensive line is top shelf, because wherever he goes, he's leaving an offensive line that is very much above average. Pittsburgh's offensive line is really solid, and you also take into consideration how much Deshaun Watson makes that line look better.
Yep.
So those are things you got to address.
Yeah.
Because we had the text message earlier about Jalen Ramsey. Of the two, your secondary's not playing all that bad at all. You need to worry about the fact that if you can have another weapon and balance the offense with a guy like Le'Veon Bell, even if he shares carries with Blue, and don't forget Foreman's coming back, and you've got a little bit of a power back with Foreman, you've got a little bit more explosiveness with Blue in short doses, and you've got the weaponry of Le'Veon Bell, which is he can pound the rock. He can catch the football in the backfield, and he's a younger, more talented version of Lamar Miller.
OU Mike, stop texting me about goo. I don't want to hear that from you at all.
But going back to that, though, like what, even if you do get Le'Veon Bell, how much doesn't that add pressure to Deshaun Watson? Because supposedly now you have a running back that's supposed to relieve the pressure from Deshaun Watson and give him more opportunities to make play passing.
They're not going to do that, though.
Doesn't that add more pressure to Deshaun Watson anyway? Not that
no,
I'm saying you should not go for him.
I think it takes the pressure off. I mean, when you have a running game, it relieves pressure from the quarterback.
It's supposed to. And if he doesn't perform and he doesn't pass, then it just he deals with an unnecessary pressure.
No, I think the unnecessary pressure would come when you don't have enough weapons, but you're still expected to perform. Kind of like what happened last year. He didn't have a full complement all year, but he still played out of his mind until he got injured. And so early on, those first three games, there was a lot of pressure on him to perform like he did. And you know, when they weren't winning and they were 0-3, then obviously everyone was going, what's wrong? Well, you know, we thought this was the guy. And now that 7 in a row, you don't really hear. I mean, he's not had great games in these 7 wins. He's not playing out of his mind like he did last year. But no one's focusing on it because everybody else is taking care of it. And I think with an established running game, look, you need to look no further than Dallas. Look what happened yesterday with Ezekiel Elliott just running out of his mind. Dak doesn't have to be the hero. He can relax. And then when it was time and he hit Cole Beasley over the middle and made the big difference in the game, he was allowed to because the running game relieved that pressure.
Yeah, it's balance. It's balance because Rodgers faces all this pressure all year because they know he's going to throw. And so everybody's loading up and it makes everything more difficult. But when you have the balance, you keep the defense all, you know, on their tiptoes because, and then they're not knowing what to expect. Is he going to throw here? Is he going to turn a handoff to a workhorse back like Le'Veon Bell? The defense starts guessing a lot more, which opens up a lot of things and it creates better offense. And like we said about Dallas, why aren't they just giving the ball to their best player? And now that they are, it's amazing how those things work out.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing just fine.
Barry, I just won tickets for Friday. I look forward to getting some handshakes and hugs.
No. Yeah, you, he gives them away all the time. You
there,
should definitely do that.
One of our oldest bits, and there's the one that will not die.
Yeah, you sons of guns.
Yeah.
I almost called
I'll
you all bitches.
I'll take full credit for that one. But yeah, the Hugs for Barry campaign is on, and it's the holidays.
It won't die.
Hugs for Barry starts on Thanksgiving and continues to roll through the holidays. Let's bring it back.
Can you play the poll drop for me just in retaliation for this?
No. Stop begging and pandering. No.
Come on, drop it one time. Just give him the poll.
Speaking of balanced teams.
We're getting to clearance.
Oh, clearance. Yeah. By the way, the board says clearance. I didn't think the big sale started till Friday, but instead, clearance and the clearance rack is on. What's up, clearance?
Nah, it's going to start on Thursday when we take on the Falcons in the Dome. Thursday night, Thanksgiving butt whooping, I should say. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
What's
Hello,
up, man?
Clearance. How are you, sir? Obviously, I already know the answer to that question. Don't answer it. You're fine. So let's go.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I am great. But let's talk about the Texans for a second before I get to my Saints. That game was decent, but when Alex Smith went down, the first thing I thought about in my mind was that injury to that college player in the
Louisville.
NCAA. Yeah.
Yeah, Louisville.
Oh, boy. When the bone was sticking out, my whole body started to cringe, thinking back to that injury. And I just said, man, he's done for the year. He's done. But the Texans played a pretty decent game. Can't knock them. They won 7 games in a row, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. You beat who you're supposed to beat. And as far as my Saints, win the Saints.
Okay, Nick.
All right, hang up. I'm not going to sit here and listen to him sing.
One thing I will say
appreciate
that we haven't mentioned,
Clarence.
Though, if you're a Houstonian and you know all the things that JJ's done off the field in the last couple of years, but because of the injuries, so many people, you've heard players with similar injuries say they never were the same. He's top 4 in the NFL in sacks. He's 2.5 sacks behind Aaron Donald. To have that JJ back, that's big.
Well, somebody had asked me, is it, you know, how is he? I'm like, he's in the discussion for defensive player of the year. Like, he's not in the lead by any stretch of the imagination, but he's in the discussion.
I'm pretty sure
kind
tonight,
of a quiet. He got robbed of a strip sack yesterday when I think it was Tyrann Mathieu. Was it Mathieu that had the penalty? There was a holding call. I think it was on Mathieu that robbed JJ of another strip sack.
Yeah, but he was in the backfield a lot. But I will just say this. Between last
night.
Yeah,
it was Tyrann Mathieu that cost him the strip sack.
Last night and tonight, you'll see the two top candidates for defensive player of the year. Between Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. And Donald leads the league in sacks.
Yeah.
So those two guys.
I'm not going to see Khalil Mack tonight.
I'm saying last night with Khalil Mack. Tonight with Aaron Donald.
I was going to say, you said tonight.
So between last night and tonight, you'll see the two leading candidates for defensive player of the year. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Been telling you about it for quite a while now. And I speak for them because of the fact that I can speak from experience. I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago. They have literally saved me thousands on my electricity bills. It is fantastic service. It is unbelievable in terms of what they do and in the prices that they're able to do it at, and the fact that they are solely concerned with taking care of the good people of Houston, Texas. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff are focused on customer service. That means you don't get an automated system. You get a human being on the phone. They ask you as many or more questions than you ask them because they want to tailor make a program just for you. It's not just about the rate. It's when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it weeknights? Is it weekends? And they go from business. Is it for your family? And it's just all the questions that you want and didn't really think about that a company should be asking you so that they really do act like they care and then they do something about it. They're 100% honest. Sometimes that means that they could lose your business to cheaper competition. They will tell you about those companies, even though it's hard for them to swallow because they always feel like they can give you the best rates. They want to be honest above all else without trying to obscure, deceive, or trick you because they know that will resonate with you and maybe you won't do business with them right away, but you'll come back to them because you know you can trust them. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or log on to infuseenergy.com. Right off the bat, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit and they will take you from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Chips, infuse energy into your life.
Check it. Coming.
I fly like This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two, three-hour show. Barry back in studio, Nick, myself, holiday week. So short week for everyone. Thankful for y'all being usual suspects of the good show. Props, by the way, to P. Randizzle, always a loyal listener. But, oh, my God, he sent us a video of a Formula One race. You know how they do it through, like, the streets of certain cities?
Yeah, they used to do it here, right?
Yeah, they used to do it here. Oh, dude. My God, this car doesn't, like, they didn't even know it was a turn?
Honestly, it looks like someone shot them out of a slingshot.
I was just going to say, like, or out of a shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
And like, the car gets airborne, goes over the wall and into the stands. Whoo, man.
I'm going to retweet it.
Yeah, I am too.
That's wild. Carl sent us the tweet of Joe Theismann. Alex's leg is exactly like mine 33 years ago. What kind of tweet is that? How about thoughts and prayers? I know what you're going through. Or don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. I understand. But your leg is just like mine 33 years ago. Well, first of all, way to make it about you, Joe.
Oh, wait, can I just tell you something?
That's just, what kind of weird-ass tweet is that? That's just weird.
Can I just let you know?
What?
Joe is all about Joe.
Well, he did change his name from Theismann to Theismann because it rhymed with Heisman. Did you know that, Nick?
I did not know
that.
You
know where I learned that? Jim Rome, because he used to pick on him all the time about it. But
Jim Rome for doing that.
His name was Joe Theismann.
And he changed it to Theismann because of that?
And he used to blame it on the sports information director at Notre Dame trying to do it in his best interest.
Yeah.
But remember now, at Pittsburgh, it was Tony Dorsett. And when he got to the NFL, it was Tony Dorsett. So
what
some
was
guys
the reason
do that.
For that change?
He didn't really say.
Oh. Well,
but that's
I'm
why,
gonna start
that's
going by
why,
Barry
that's
Lamb
why
and
it's
Nick.
Tyrod.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of Tyrod.
Yeah. I'm going to start going by Lamb and Nick. I'm like, oh boy. He put out a video, by the way.
The neck did?
Yeah, it was shirtless, which I was like, yeah, you didn't need to do that. But
well, remember the last?
It kind of looks like that young kid on the Cowboys, Vander Schloot or whatever the hell his name is.
Vander Esch, from Boise State?
Vander Schloot, that's the guy that killed Natalie Holloway, isn't it?
You got me. Don't catch me lying.
I think it is.
I'm not going to get that one.
But
he's a suspect. There's no official. I watched that case.
Oh, I thought you meant he listens to our show.
I did too, actually.
But yeah, he's got a big old neck too. Like weird looking, weird shaped, volcano looking neck.
He's a hell of a player.
Not bad. They don't miss Sean Lee all that much when he's not
Smith
there.
Together, when he's there. You got a bright future at linebacker if you're a Cowboys fan. There's no doubt about that. But so, because remember that the last time that something like this happened and the one guy's mugshot got out and like chicks lost their panties were dropping. They were all like,
oh, it was that sexy thug or whatever they call it, right?
It went all over the
He became a model because of that.
Did he get out? I thought he was still in
prison.
Yeah,
no, he got out and he was modeling and he had some chick and then he beat her or something. I don't know. It was wild. I remember reading something about it on TMZ. I don't keep up with it all that much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just remember that it was like a mugshot
you
photo.
Hit it,
dude
huh?
was like, no.
Yeah, he was hot.
No.
Just trying to get. Did y'all hear about the Cowboys rookie wide receiver Michael Gallup's brother committed suicide during the game? I didn't hear about that. You know a little bit about the story?
I was reading about it this morning. And the thing that I kept was perplexing to me was it was the way it was worded was he got word that his brother committed suicide during the game. And I'm thinking, how does he get word? You got relatives in the stands, and like right before kickoff or something like that, they're like, hey, really sorry about so-and-so, or did, you know, because I don't think it's in anybody's best interest. And I think the family would be smarter than that, too, to say, you know what, let him play the game, and then after the game, we'll let him know.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Like, right? Because you're in a bubble anyway. When you're on the field, you're on TV and everything like that, but pretty much you're isolated with one job to do.
I wouldn't tell. Would you? That's the question. Would you want to know if your brother had committed suicide while, let's say we're on the air? Would you want someone calling you mid-show and letting you know? Or even if you're a player mid-game, would you want to know?
I think he would say yes.
You would?
Yeah. Because no matter what situation you're in, like, you're going to have to address it.
Yeah.
And when it's that big of an emergency, you have to address it right then and there sometimes.
I think it's different. I think in a show situation, we've all covered for each other through all this.
True.
That I think that's one thing. But when you're talking about performing
on field,
on the field, professional sports kind of thing, I think it's probably in everybody's best interest. Because, look, some people may get the word and want to keep playing, and then they're just not themselves. And then they put themselves in at risk of injury, and their teammates might be in a compromising position. I think it's one thing to say, would I want to know when we were doing a show? Sure. But if I was competing at the highest level, I think it's best to wait.
I don't know if I would want to know or not, to be honest with you. I think I would probably want to wait.
I'll tell you this. I would want to know, but let's say you guys got the news and y'all hit it from me until after the show.
Would you be pissed?
I would respect that.
Oh,
because
okay.
I would understand why you did that.
Right.
I'm just saying, for me, if it was my family member,
right,
I would want to know. Now, if it was, God forbid, one of y'all's family members and I found out about it, I would probably keep it from you guys until the show is over.
Yeah.
That's probably the only perspective I could add to it. But
so it's just,
I can tell you,
one, it's tragic because they said, I don't know if they were saying, well, the texter was implying that he committed suicide during the game, but you were saying that he just found out about it.
Yeah. The article I read said he got word of his brother
his
death and suspected suicide during the game.
Man, just so sad.
It's just, look, yeah. The closest thing I can say to it is, I brought some friends back to Lambeau Field, one of my best friends, and they were so excited. And it was, you know, the perfect conditions, cold and everything like that. And walking into the game, my mom was calling me, and I was like, why? She knows where we're at. What? And I answered and found out that my sister had passed.
Mm.
And I tried to keep it inside because I knew how everybody had looked forward to this.
Yeah.
It was the biggest deal. And everybody kept saying, something's not right. And I finally just said, you know, I'm just trying to hold out. And they were cool about it. They're like, no, we just got to get out of here.
Man,
you
got
to get out. But yeah, I can't imagine like playing professional sports and trying to keep it together, especially if you were tight.
No way.
That's some tough stuff right there.
Somebody texted the show and said, Barry, look me in the face and say you wouldn't want Le'Veon Bell on this team instead of Lamar Miller. I never said that. I'm just saying it's not going to happen because Miller and Blue are playing well. That's all I said.
You said it twice, right?
I didn't say, no. Jerk.
Hey, that's why we get our words twisted on a daily basis. Don't get it twisted. We still got an hour to go on the big show, and the Mappers join us next. It's the usual suspects, so it must be ESPN 97.5.